not the only one being harmed.
That's not a myth. Studies that followed non-smokers who lived with smokers found some increase in lung cancer and heart disease. But they studied people who were exposed to lots of smoke. Many were shut in with chain smokers for years, breathing smoke in homes and cars. Even then, some of the studies found no effect. Nevertheless, it was enough to launch a movement to ban smoking most everywhere.
No smoking, not in front of city halls, city parks, gardens, piers, or other outdoor spaces.
And now Calabasas, California has banned it everywhere outdoors where a non-smoker can get within 20 feet of a smoker. The mayor said it's about public safety.
This is by every standard a public health law.
But if they're going to limit people's choices in the name of public health, we should know if walking past a smoker really can hurt you. I fell for the alarmist's claims years ago when I interviewed activist Stanton Lance about secondhand smoke.
And if I were to walk up to you and have an aerosol can filled with 4,000 chemicals and say, excuse me, do you mind if I spray this in your face? You'd think I was out of my mind. But when somebody smokes a cigarette, that's what they're doing.
Lance and other activists now say just 20 or 30 minutes of smoke puts you on the road to a heart attack.
Within minutes, the smoke activates platelets, which thickens the blood and damages arteries.
The effect of even brief passive smoking is often nearly as big as chronic active smoking?
That's right.
But how can this even be logical? The active smoker is sucking down vast amounts of smoke.
Any exposure seems to have some bad effects.
It's not plausible.
Dr. Michael Siegel is a leading advocate of bans on smoking in the workplace because of the harm from daily exposure to smoke. But he says unless you have severe heart disease, the 20 and 30 minute claims are ridiculous.
If someone is just exposed for 30 minutes, it's completely reversible, and it's not going to cause hardening of the arteries.
You know Michael Siegel?
Oh, yeah. He was a student of mine years ago.
And he's an anti-smoking advocate
right,
like you.
Right, absolutely.
But he says your claims are preposterous.
He hasn't really bothered to look at the evidence.
Yes, I have, says Dr. Siegel. And when we ask a dozen cardiologists, only two agree with Lance that 20 to 30 minutes could put you at risk. Dr. Siegel, who helped ban smoking in restaurants and bars, now says his movement is distorting science.
And has turned into more of a crusade. The cause has kind of taken over.
This young woman got the outdoor smoking ban started in Calabasas.
It's going to be Calabasas. I think it's going to go to the county, the state, national, worldwide.
Some anti-smoking advocates want it banned even inside private apartments.
In many places now, people are complaining about smoke going from one apartment to another apartment.
And people could be hurt in other apartments?
Well, the level of toxicity in the smoke is very, very high.
They've gone beyond health concerns, and I think they've gone into really lifestyle control.
You know, we're not talking about religion here, we're talking about science.
Sounds a little like religion, the way people hate the tobacco companies.
Well, the tobacco companies kill 5 million people a year. I think that's pretty despicable.
And the banned smoking movement keeps expanding.
Of course. The tobacco fascists, they're like dictators, you know what I mean?
Frankly, I like the smoke-free zones, but the science behind them may be a myth.
I think the documented health effects of secondhand smoke are enough. I don't think we need to be stretching the truth.
When 2020 returns...